for over 10 weeks now.
好像弟兄姊妹增加了什么？
It's like we have increased in number.
我们来一起读几处圣经。
We'd like to read a few passages together.
马太福音27章。
Matthew 27.
45节到46节。
Verses 45 to 46.
大家翻到没有？
Please flip to the right verse in your Bible.
翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
四十五节到四十六节。
Verses 45 and 46.
从
五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
五十一节到五十四节。
Verses 51 to 54, chapter 27. 忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。坟墓也开了，已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守的耶稣的人，看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。”
希伯来书二章十四节。
Hebrew chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14, Hebrews. 儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
好，哥罗西书二章十四到十五节。
Colossians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15.
二章十四节到十五节。
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
这里有两处的话翻译出入很大。
And there are two versions of translation which are quite different from each other.
把他掳来。
Here is to captivate him.
最好的翻译是把他交界。
And actually means to disarm them.
明显给众人看。
And make them a public spectacle.
最好的翻译把他示众。
And show forth in public.
我们读马太福音十二章二十九到三十节。
Matthew chapter 12 verses 29 and 30.
十二章。
Matthew 12.
十二十九到三十节。
Verses 29 and 30. 人怎能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具呢？除非先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家财。不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收据的，就是分散的。
腓立比书二章九到十节。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. 所以神将他
升为
至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为主，使荣耀归给父神。
启示录十二章十二节。
Revelation chapter 12.
十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
不对。
Sorry, it's not 12. It's chapter 12, verses 7
到 十一节。
Verse 11。弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
今天我们讲得胜的十字架。
And this morning I will share with you the victory of the cross.
这个题目是每一个神的儿女都需要看见的。
And this is something that every child of God has to see.
十字架有很多方面。
And there are many aspects regarding Jesus' cross.
主在十字架上为我们完成救赎和救恩。
On the cross, he completed salvation and redemption.
十字架最大的一件事。
And the greatest thing of the cross
就是得胜的十字架。
Is its victory.
我们若是眼睛被开启
And if our eyes are open,
我们就看见十字架是个最大的战场
Then we realize the cross is the greatest battlefield
在十字架所经历的战争
And the battles that happened on the cross
是人类历史中最大的一个战争
Was the greatest battle ever in the history of mankind
这个战争是天国的君王和黑暗的君王征战。
It's the battle between the king of heaven and the king of darkness.
是主耶稣跟撒旦面对面的征战。
And face to face, Jesus fought with Satan.
在这个征战里面，主和撒旦哪一面都输不起。
And God cannot be defeated in this warfare.
主若输了
if the Lord was defeated,
主就不能回到荣耀去了
then he cannot return to his glory.
撒旦若是输了
if Satan was defeated,
撒旦的国度就完了
and the kingdom of darkness will be destroyed.
这一个征战是最大的一个征战
Therefore, that battle was the greatest battle of all.
而决定全人类的命运
and that determines the fate of the entire human race.
要决定全教会的命运
And also the fate of the entire church.
也要决定我们每一个神儿女的命运。
And the fate of every child of God, you and me.
主耶稣是头，教会的身体。
Because Jesus is the head of the church, church is the body.
主所做的都不仅代表教会做的。
And Jesus, whatever Jesus did, not only represents the church.
也带着我们做的。
But also bring together the church to do.
主在十字架征战。
Therefore, on the cross, the battle Jesus had.
我们众人都在里面。
We were all participating in.
那天主在十字架。
That day, on the cross.
最后主得胜了。
At the end, Jesus overcame.
主讲的句话叫成了。
Because he said, it is done.
当主说成了的时候
When he said, it is done.
四件事发生了
Four things happened.
第一件事幔子从上到下裂为两半
The first thing that happened is the temple. There's a veil within the temple was split into two.
第二件事地大震动
And the earth shook.
第三件事磐石崩裂了
And rocks split.
第四件事坟墓开了
and tombs broke open
死人起来了
and the dead people rose up
这四件事主就完全得胜
and these four things talk about the all victorious victory that he
had 幔子从上到下
first is the curtain of the temple was torn
裂为两半
from top to the bottom
说到主把万有都废了
and means he abolished all creation
主的幔子预表主的身体
the curtain of the temple refers to the body of Jesus
幔子是很厚的布织起来的
and that curtain was made of very thick cloth
上面绣着基路伯
and on top there is this carving the design of
基路伯就代表万有
and cherubim represents all creation
基路伯有四个脸
and cherubim has four faces
一个人的脸
the face of a man
一个狮子的脸
the face of a lion
一个牛犊的脸
of a cow
一个是鹰的脸
and of an eagle
人说到人类
and the face of a man speaks of mankind
狮子说到走兽
and lion speaks of those beasts
牛说到家畜
and a cow refers to livestock
鹰说到飞的动物
and the eagle represents all the things in the sky
这圣经把动物的分类学
and that's how the Bible divides all creations
代表基督不代表万有
cherubim represent all creations
幔子裂开万有都废了
so when the veil was torn open all creations were destroyed
这个幔子用很厚的布织起来的
and the curtain was made of very thick fabric.
圣殿是很高的一个建筑。
And we all know temple is located on the top of the hill.
人够不上到上面去的。
And you cannot reach it.
从上到下裂为两半。
Yet that day the curtain from the top to the bottom was torn into two.
这是神的工作。
That is the work of God.
让主说成了。
So when Jesus said it is done,
什么万有都废了。
And he abolished all the old creations.
而地大震动。
And the earth shook.
主把地的一切权势都废了。
And he also abolished the power of the earth.
我们地的力量有多大，知道吗？
How great is the power of earth, do you know?
最大国家美国的俄国。
And we'll say the largest nations maybe Russia and America.
他们的武器，每个国家的武器可以毁灭人类好几遍的。
And every nation of these two can destroy the whole world many times.
但圣经里面从来没看见这些核子武器用过。
But you never saw Bible refer to the nuclear weapon.
主要回来了。
But when Jesus comes back,
主把一切地的力量都废掉了。
He abolished all the power and authority of earth.
核子武器在主看是个小孩的玩具。
Nuclear weapons are just like children's toy in the eyes of Jesus.
当主说成了。
So when Jesus says it is done,
把所有地的权势都废掉了。
So he abolished all the power on earth.
然后说磐石崩裂了。
And the rock split.
磐石的救恩。
Rocks speak of salvation.
主说成了。
When Jesus said it is done.
救恩完成了。
Salvation is completed.
所以今天我们这些人在坐在这里。
That's why you and I can now sit here.
我们领受了主的大救恩。
We have received the great salvation of Jesus.
都是从这十字架为我们完成的。
It's all done on the cross.
主说成了。
And when he said it is done,
第四节是坟墓裂开了。
And it's done. The fourth thing happened is the tomb broke open.
死人起来了。
Many dead men was raised from
the dead. 主把死亡废掉了。
And God abolished the death.
我们人所看得见最大的权势是死亡。
You know, the greatest power you and I can see is death.
死亡领到的时候谁也没办法。
When death arrives, no one could defeat it.
最重要的人都已经死了。
Even the most important man in this world has to die.
必不可少的人也得死了。
It's inevitable.
人看为了不起的人到最后死了。
And all the great men and women in this world, they all die at the end.
死亡诠释了一下，每个人都一样。
There, everybody has to deal with equally.
那主都成了。
But when Jesus said, it is done.
把死亡废掉了。
He abolished the power of death.
记得四件事吗？
Can you remember the four things that Jesus did on the cross?
万有废了。
He abolished all old creations.
万有废了。
All old creations.
然后坟墓裂开了。
And the tomb was broken.
把死亡废掉了。
And he abolished death.
把地的权势废掉了。
And also he abolished the power of the earth.
救恩完成了。
And he completed salvation.
这是十架得胜的伟大。
And this is the greatness of the victory of his cross.
所以这是宇宙中间最大的征战。
Therefore, that was the greatest battle ever.
仇敌失败了。
And he defeated the devil.
为什么主的得胜这样伟大？
And why is his victory so great?
因为主用血肉之身胜过了仇敌。
Because he defeated the Satan when he was in flesh and blood.
主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
Jesus came into the world in the form of a man.
一面来说，他的肉身来说，他是完全的人。
On one hand, he was 100% man.
和我们的肉身一样的肉身。
Just like the flesh and blood we share.
和我们一样会觉得痛。
He will feel pain.
和我们一样会觉得孤单。
And he will feel lonely.
和我们完全一样的。
He was just like one of us.
另外一面他是绝对的神。
But on the other hand, he was also 100% God.
他就是神。
He was God.
除他之外没有神。
There's no God other than Jesus.
唯一能够看得见的神。
One and only God that was visible.
唯一能够认识的神。
And one and only God whom we can come to know.
唯一是能够进到我们里面来的神。
And one and only God that can enter into our heart.
唯一是我们能经历的神。
One and only God whom we can experience.
当神的儿子道成了肉身。
So when the Son of God became a man in flesh.
两面的表现。
And he manifests that two characteristics.
一面表现是肉身表现。
On one hand, he was 100% flesh.
一面表现神儿子的表现。
On the other hand, he was 100% the Son of God.
在四福音的里面。
And you can see that in the four Gospels.
主这两个表现完全不一样。
And he manifests these two sides all the time.
对着人。
toward the men,
主耶稣一直表现他是神的儿子。
He showed forth the nature of the Son of God.
要人信神的儿子。
So that people can believe in the Son of God.
要人接受神的儿子。
He wanted people to accept the Son of God.
你们记得师父印象的话吗？
Do you remember what's said in the four gospels?
对人以致要人信神的儿子。
And toward men, he kept on reminding them and wanted them to believe in the Son of God.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
一个生来的瞎子开眼了。
And he opened the eyes of someone who was born blind.
这是了不起的事，对不对？
And that was a great miracle.
今天我们在美国的神医恩赐全世界最多。
And you see a lot of people in this country have the healing gift.
懂得神医的人都知道，神医瞎子看见是最难的。
And those experienced healers will know it's the hardest thing to do is to open people's eyes.
我一生经过好几次。
To cure the blindness.
病的医治
you know, I personally experienced many times healing miracles.
瘫痪的起来了
I saw the paralyzed man rose up.
我一生只经历过一次瞎眼的
开了 And the leper walked, but only once I've seen people's eyes were healed.
一个完全瞎了有好几年的眼睛的人开了眼睛了
Someone who has been blind for years, suddenly he was healed.
所以主在地上特别希望医瞎眼
You know, Jesus loved to heal blind people.
读圣经的人称医治瞎眼叫弥赛亚之子。
And you know, if you read the Bible, you know the ministry of open people's eye or healing their blindness is the special ministry of Messiah.
医病的人最难的是医治瞎子。
And many gifted healers will know the hardest thing to heal is the blindness.
主在地上特别喜欢医瞎子。
Yeah, Jesus, when he was on earth, that was his favorite thing to do.
那个生来瞎眼的人眼睛开了。
He opened the eyes of men who were born blind.
眼睛开了竟然还不知道是主耶稣叫他开的
and he didn't even know it was Jesus that caused him to open
第二天主遇见他了
and until the following day when Jesus met him again
说你信神的儿子吗
Jesus said do you believe in the son of God
他谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢
the healed man goes who is the son of God whom I can believe
主说那对你说话的就是他
and Jesus the one who is talking to you is he
师父引起好多人得救的故事
and you see many recording of howPeople were saved in the Bible. Many miracles were performed.
有一件事，人的文字写不出来。
There's one thing that cannot be completely revealed through writing of
man. 主在人里面这个叫人得救的工作写不出来。
You know, no matter how you write it, there's no way you can fully describe how Jesus opened the inner eyes of man.
你信神的儿子吗？
He said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
谁是神的儿子？叫我信他。
The man says, "Who is the Son of God whom I can believe?"
对你说话的就是他。
The one who's speaking to you is he.
主说这句话的时候，一下他里面眼睛开了。
When Jesus said that to him, suddenly the inner eyes of the man was opened.
主把永远生命给了他了。
And through that opening.Jesus gave him the eternal life.
这是我们得救的经历。
And that's the same way how we were saved many times.
这个经历是圣灵做的。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
人的话真的写不出来的。
And that cannot be described through man's writing.
每次我都那个神奇啊。
And every time I see a miracle.
我到这个地方圣灵把这个人带得救了。
And I see how, every time I read a miracle.
主已经把他从永死带到永生了。
How Jesus brought them from eternal death to eternal life.
永远生命给他了
and has given to that man eternal life
我们敬拜主因为这工作 人的话说不出来
whenever I see that I worship the Lord because there's no way writing can describe that miracle
所以救恩
therefore the salvation
对我们是实在的经历
is a very real experience for us
十架得胜
the victory of the cross
救恩完成了
on the crossThe salvation is completed.
最后把死亡废掉了。
And also, he abolished death on the cross.
这是人类中间最大的一个力量是死亡。
You know, death is the greatest power in man's life.
主把死亡废了。
But Jesus has abolished the death.
在人儿女身上显出那个生命来。
And then you and I can show forth that victorious life.
只有基督徒们真正不怕死。
And only Christians dare not, is not afraid of death.
我们的肉身都要经过死亡去见主的。
You know, one day our flesh will die and we'll see the Lord afterwards.
多少基督徒到最后的时候。
And many times you see how Christians at the point of death.
显出胜过死亡的生命。
They show a life that overcomes death.
我结果多少人结果死亡?
And I've seen many people at the point of death.
一个不信主的人要死的时候，最好你不要去看。
And you know, if someone is not saved, it's not a good sight.
我碰到两个要死的人，他不知道前面是什么。
I have witnessed how non-believers facing death.
他说看见是一片黑暗。
And all they could see before them was darkness.
怎么不害怕呀？
Of course, they were frightened.
只有信主的人做最后见证。
But only Christians, many of them can testify at the end.
胜过死亡。
They know they can overcome death.
死亡给我们跨个门槛一样的。
And to us, go through death is just like go through a door or gate.
我们要到更好的地方去了。
And through that door, we'll enter into a better realm.
我们里面遇见主了。
Because we have met the Lord inside.
主来进我们走了。
And we know it's the Lord who's waiting by the gate for us.
这是基督徒最大的见证。
And that is the greatest testimony many Christians
can bear. 主把死亡的权势废了。
That how Jesus abolished the power of death.
耶稣得胜。
Jesus has won.
万有废了。
And he abolished all creations.
地的权势废了,
abolished the power of the earth.
死亡的权势废了,
abolished the power of death.
主为我们成过浩大救恩,
and complete the great salvation for you and me.
而主的得胜有虚荣之身胜过仇敌,
and Jesus defeated the devil when he was in the flesh and blood.
他对人一直要显明他是神的儿子,
and toward man he kept on showing that I am the Son of God.
当他面对撒旦的时候,
but while he faced Satan the devil,
主耶稣从来不用神的儿子,
he never face him in the position as the Son of God.
每次面对撒旦,
every time when he dealt with devil,
主总是一个人的身份对着撒旦,
he dealt with devil in the position of a man.
大家记得主耶稣说撒旦的试探的故事吗?
Remember how he was tested and tempted in the wilderness for 40 days?
撒旦一直要把主引到神儿子地位去,
because Satan kept on luring him to claim that he is the Son of God.
你若是神的儿子,
Satan said, if you were the Son of God,
叫这石头变成饼,
you can totally turn this rock into food.
主回答说人,
but the Lord replied by saying, man,
人活着, 不是单靠食物,
live on bread alone.
主一直把人类回答撒旦,
he kept on replying in the position as a man.
因为主对着仇敌,
because when he faced the devil,
他不能动用一点人, 守神儿子的力量,
he could not deal with devil with any power from God.
他若动用神的力量, 他已经输了,
if he deal with devil with the power of the God, then he would be defeated.
神赢撒旦, 那是当然的事嘛,
he would be lost, he would have lost, because it's a natural thing for God to defeat devil.
那撒旦有话可说了,
and, but Satan would then have a good excuse.
所以希伯来2章14节,
therefore in Hebrew chapter 2 verse 14,
儿女即同有血肉之身,
since the children have flesh and blood,
他也照样亲自成了血肉之身,
Jesus too share in their humanity.
我要借着死, 败坏那掌神权的,
so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death.
就是魔鬼,
that is the devil.
这是最大的圣经,
and this is a great verse.
主耶稣用血肉之身打败仇敌,
so with flesh and blood he defeated the devil.
这叫伟大的胜,
that's great victory.
所以诗篇第八篇呢,
therefore in Psalms 8,
大卫说你把能力 接力在吃奶婴孩的口中,
Dave wrote, you have established power in the mouth of babe and the nursing.
叫报仇的输得无话可说,
to silence your enemy.
这句话,目标就很强的话,
and this is a very strong statement.
我把它翻作哑口无声,
to silence your enemy that he has nothing to say.
神把能力建立在吃奶婴孩的口里,
because God established power in the mouth of the nursing infant and the babe.
婴孩吃奶是人中间最软弱的,
and you know babies are very vulnerable.
你有没有看见大人跟婴孩去打架的?
Have you ever seen a big adult fighting with a baby?
有没有过?
Have you ever?
没有看见过, 对不对?
I don't think you have.
假设有些真的那个大人跟婴孩去打架,
imagine if one day a strong adult fight with a baby.
到我那个大人被婴孩打败了,
and the baby overcame.
大人被婴孩摔在地上了,
and the baby overthrown the adult.
那真的输得哑口无声了,
and then the adult just have nothing to say.
我怎么会被婴孩打败了呢?
And saying, how was I defeated by a baby?
主耶稣道成肉身,
And Jesus was born as a man.
他把一切神的力量都收缩了。
And in that human form, he restricted himself.
虚肉之身对着仇敌。
And he allowed himself to deal with the devil with flesh and blood only.
虚肉是软弱的记号。
And flesh and blood is a sign of vulnerability.
十架征战就会输吗？
You think Jesus will lose in the battle of the cross?
神的儿子不会输。
If he were the Son of God, he would not lose.
但主耶稣用100%虚肉的力量对仇敌。
However, on the cross, he used 100% blood and flesh to deal with the devil.
那就很大于输的可能啊。
Therefore, there's a great chance that he would be defeated.
仇敌的力量多大呀。
And how powerful is the devil?
我们都明白虚肉都软弱啊。
We all know how vulnerable our flesh and blood are.
这就是婴孩口中建立能力。
That is how God established power in the mouth of nursing babe and infant.
我想到这是个柔软的能力。
That is a very gentle power.
而主耶稣上特别的能力。
And that is the special power of Jesus.
表现那个尊贵柔软的能力。
And he showed forth this gentle and honorable power.
到最后到十架的时候。
And all the way until he was crucified.
主耶稣完全用虚荣之身来对抗仇敌。
All the way he dealt with the devil with flesh and blood.
仇敌用所有的力量攻击主。
And the devil tried to attack Jesus with all he can.
最后主得胜了。
At the end, Jesus won the victory.
这是伟大得胜。
And that is a great victory.
完全得胜。
And a complete victory.
仇敌生得哑口无声。
And that silenced totally the mouth of the enemy.
大家明白这些圣经吗？
Do you understand the meaning of this verse now?
这是得胜十架的伟大。
And that is the greatness of the victorious cross.
儿女既同有血肉之身。
He said his children have flesh and blood.
他也照样亲自成了虚肉之身。
He too shared in their humanity.
要借着死败坏战士权的。
So that by his death he can defeat the devil who holds the power of death.
基督的死是把死废掉的死。
So the death of Christ is a death that abolished death.
基督的死把撒旦的死废掉了。
And the death of Christ abolished the death held by the hand of Satan.
释放所有因为怕死而为奴仆的人。
And release those who were afraid of death and become slaves.
耶稣得胜。
And that's what we say, Jesus has won.
盼望今天我们都明白耶稣得胜的伟大。
So I hope you understand the meaning of his victory.
是主留下一条路。
And he also paved a way for us.
也开掉一条路。
Opened up a way for us.
给我们所有神的儿女走十架道路。
So that now you and I, children of God, can walk on the path of crucifixion.
我们都用血肉之身胜过仇敌。
That we can all now defeat the devil with our flesh and blood.
在我们日常生活里面都遇见征战。
And you know, in our daily lives, there are all kinds of battles every day.
我们讲软弱。
And you say, you know, I'm weak.
主就成为最软弱的血肉之身。
You think you're weak? That's why Jesus became the weakest for us.
开一条路，让我们能够得胜。
And through his weakness, he overcame and opened up the way so that we can now overcome.
用我们虚肉之身胜过仇敌。
He used his flesh and blood overcome the enemy.
这是教会得胜。
And that is the victory church was sharing.
2000年就证明教会用虚肉之身胜过仇敌。
For over 2,000 years now, we see how church overcome the devil with flesh and blood.
直到我们今天。
Until even this day.
我们还是用虚肉之身胜过仇敌。
We're still defeating the devil with our flesh and blood.
而哥罗西二章保罗说到基督得胜。
And Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, Paul talk about the victory of Christ.
保罗把十架得胜提到最高的地方。
And then Paul actually heightened the level of the victory on the cross.
哥罗西二章讲了四件事。
And there are four things described in Colossians chapter 2 here.
第一件事。
First,
把律法撤去，钉在十字架上。
He canceled the written code with its regulation and nailed it to the cross.
第二件事，把仇敌交界。
And secondly, he disarmed the powers of the enemy.
第三件事，把他示众。
Thirdly, made them a public spectacle.
第四件事，我们可以掌握十字架夸胜。
Now, fourthly, we can now boast victory through the cross.
保罗留给我们最好省的话。
And these are precious words from Paul.
讲到十字架的胜。
Talk about the victory of the cross.
第一件事把律法钉在十字架上。
First, Jesus canceled the written code with its regulations on the cross.
自由律法以来。
And ever since the regulations are given to us.
没有人能够站在律法面前。
No one can stand in the light of the law.
律法一直做定罪的工作。
And the laws of Moses did nothing but condemnation.
从来没做过称义的工作。
It never justified us.
所以我们在律法面前我们都命运决定了。
And in the presence of law, our fates are already determined.
罗马书二章说犹太人因着律法灭亡。
And Romans chapter 2 says,
犹太人因着律法灭亡。
Jews perished because of the laws.
外邦人因着良心灭亡。
And Gentiles perish because of their conscience.
我们没有外面的律法。
You know,We Gentiles have no all
words laws.
But God written in our conscience his laws.
我们的良心啊，不站在我们这一面的。
And many times, you know, our conscience are not on our side, right?
良心站在神这一面的。
Because the conscience stand on the side of God.
良心在我们里面像个监察官。
And that our conscience is like an inspector inside of us.
一直在控诉我们。
Keep on accusing us.
又定我们的罪。
And point out our sins.
良心就根据律法。
And conscience is acted in accordance with the law of God.
这是神的大工作。
And that is God's work.
所以保罗说，哇，犹太人说律法灭亡。
And therefore Paul says Jews perish because of laws.
外邦人也说良心灭亡。
And Gentiles perish because their conscience accused them.
律法是我们最大的困难。
Therefore, now the greatest issue we have to deal with is the law of God.
哥罗西二章保罗说，把律法钉在十字架上。
And here, Colossians chapter 2 says, Jesus nailed the law on the cross.
我们基督徒再不在律法下。
Therefore, you and I, Christians, are no longer under the power of the law.
不在律法下，不是可以随便乱来的。
But doesn't mean you can live loosely.
我们在恩典下。
But we are now living under His grace.
主把的生命给了我们。
He has given us His life.
生命的要求远远超过律法。
And you know, the requirement of the life actually is higher than the requirement of the law.
这就全世界基督徒和外邦人不一样。
That's what set us aside from the people of this world.
我们最大的一个神迹是我们得救都改变了。
The greatest miracle is that we are saved and change.
里面活的主从我们身上活出他的生命来。
The living Lord lived out his life through us.
我们不跟随律法。
Therefore, we no longer try to comply with law.
我们跟随生命。
But we try to follow the guidance of the Spirit as God.
律法钉在十字架上。
Therefore, Jesus nailed the law on the cross.
保罗讲第二件事，把执政掌权的交界。
Secondly, he disarmed those who held the power.
什么叫交界呢？
What does it mean to disarm somebody?
我最懂交界的事了。
And I know that completely.
为什么我懂交界的事啊？
Why would I know how what it means by disarm somebody?
我经过八年中国和日本的打仗了。
You know, when I was young, I gone through the 8-year civil war in China, the war between, it's not civil war, 8 years war, China against Japan.
对中国人说句实在话。
And you know, honestly speaking,
我经历过八年抗战了。
I have gone through 8 years of war.
认真说，中国人打不过日本人了。
You know, I would say there's no way we could have won.
中国人从来没有胜过。
We never won even a small battle.
一路败，一路败。
We were defeated in every battle in that war.
日本人相信他们的武力。
And the Japanese were very confident in their power.
他们的民族性很强悍。
And they are very strong personality.
他们军队的训练比我们好。
And their armies are better trained than ours.
军队的武器也比我们好。
And they had better weapons than ours.
中国凭什么跟日本打呀？
So how could we think we could win?
我经过八年抗战，那个时候全中国一个士气高昂。
And I've gone through those 8 years of war against Japan.
恨死日本人了。
And you know, everybody hated Japanese.
打日本，那是我们所有的中国人的心啊。
And that is the wish in every heart, the heart of every Chinese to defeat Japanese.
凭着这四年拖着我们。
And then after 4 years.
但是我们一直败。
And we, you know, we kept on losing the battles.
我活在上海。
I lived in Shanghai.
开头四年活在租界里面。
And the first 4 years of the 8 years, I lived in the boundary of these Western countries.
报纸的言论也自由的。
In that protected region, we can have free speech.
但是天天看报纸这个消息，真是叫人。
And you see the news reporting what happened.And you know, every day we got so disappointed. We saw how we lost the city to Japan. The other city to Japanese.
我们的军队一路往后退。
And our armies had to be retreated from city to city.
日本人缺少估计也是估计没有估计到中国人的民性士气。
And then Japanese had all the good weapons and training, but they ignore one thing about the heart of Chinese.
这么大的一个中国，这么多的中国人。
China was so big and there are so many of us.
We're not going to beat them.
And there's no way they can completely defeated.
我们把他们拖垮了。
Actually, we didn't win the war, but because we're so many of us, we're so big a country, so we kind of dragged them to defeat.
打下那么多城来了,
they have taken over so many cities.
我们还有半个中国人,
but there's still a lot more to take.
到了第四年嘛, 他糊里糊涂给美国打起来了,
and then in year four, they made a mistake by starting the war against U.S.
日本跟美国一开战,
they started a war against the U.S.
中国人大大的松口气了。
And then we Chinese were able to breathe for a while.
美国用武器从西南到云南统统用给中国了。
And then America supported Chinese military with weapons.
把中国人武装起来了。
And helped us to be equipped.
但中国人仍旧没有打赢日本人。
But still, we didn't win.
连美国人都不一定打赢日本人啊。
Even American soldiers cannot necessarily defeat Japanese. It was a hard war.
我们在上海。
And we were in Shanghai at
that time.
And how we come to the final victory?
忽然之间来了,
it just happened overnight.
几分钟的事,
just a matter of a few seconds.
美国动用原子弹,
because the Americans dropped the atomic bomb in Japan.
两个原子弹, 日本投降了,
two nuclear bombs. That was it. And you know, U.S. didn't really defeat Japan in small fields.
美国是用原子弹打败日本了,
but through the nuclear weapons, they won.
所以忽然之间得胜了。
So overnight, we won the victory.
那天晚上我在我的房间里,
I was in my room that night.
听见整个上海的人通通出来了。
And the entire city was on the street that night.
整个上海都沸腾了。
And the entire Shanghai was like in boiled water.
我房间里有个收音机,
and I had this radio in my room.
我长辈进来说, 你快开收音机,
and my elder came to my room and said, listen to the radio.
总统在讲话,
the president is speaking.
总统讲话就几分钟,
and he spoke for a few minutes.
我们抗战胜利了,
and said, we have won the victory.
日本无条件投降了,
and Japanese have surrendered without condition.
那我听见个广播, 我也没看见跟日本打仗,
you know, all I heard was this announcement in the radio station.
我也没看见中国得胜,
I didn't see any victory out there in the field.
但是我看见一件事,
but I saw something.
在我家的门口啊,
for sure, you know, outside of my door,
第一个十字路口,
and the very first crosswalk,
日本兵站岗,
and they're like, you know, usually guarded by Japanese soldiers.
枪上的刺刀站在那里,
and they would carry gun, and on top of the gun, they're like this knife.
真的是很威风啊,
they always stood there on guard.
中国人从那里过去,
every time when we passed by them,
都要先敬礼才过去,
we had to salute first.
我是个很野的女孩子,
and I was a young man with a wild nature.
把我气死了,
I hated them so much.
那天我看着我为什么跟他鞠躬过去,
and one day when I tried to pass by them, I refused to salute them.
他们杀个中国人比杀个鸡还容易,
you know, it's easy for them to slew Chinese.
我就看着他们,
but when I pass by, I look at them.
我能不能不鞠躬过去?
And I try to figure out how can I go without bowing.
他们四个人自己讲话了。
And I noticed how these four soldiers were talking among themselves.
我就冲过去不敬礼。
So I ran through them and without bowing.
一个日本兵前头枪追我。
And one of the soldiers ran after me.
开到几步嘛, 他军人的步子比我大。
And then the first few steps, he was pretty fast.
多跑几步, 我跑得比他快。
But after a while, I outran him.
他跑进我, 听我一脚,
and he caught up with me and he kicked me from behind.
我心里想, 好, 我永远记得这一脚,
and I said, you know, I will always remember what you did to me.
我要一辈子报复日本人,
and I will revenge one day.
我很快得救了, 这想起很可笑的事,
you know, soon after that I was saved, so that was really ridiculous.
但是日本被占了真的很威风啊,
but you know, when they were on guard, they were really powerful over us.
中国必须要敬礼才过去,
every Chinese passed by needed to bow.
那天晚上我听见收音机, 中国得胜了,
so that night when I heard a Victoria announcement in the radio,
第二天我就过去,
next morning I went to that intersection.
枪上的刺刀在哪里?
These four soldiers were still there guarding the intersection. Yet you could tell they did not have the confidence anymore. I went
这手回来,
back,
这手过去,
and forth,
这手回来,
back, and forth,
又多手过去,
and back,
我就站下来,
and I stopped.
把四个日本兵的脸号来看一看,
took a very close look of all their faces.
输了,
I said, you guys lost.
你们国家投降了,
your country surrendered.
你们交界了,
you have been disarmed.
四个日本兵一点威风都没有,
those four soldiers could do nothing about me.
知道那个胜利的力量吗?
Do you understand the power in victory?
我没有看见战争,
I didn't see how they fought.
我也没有看见得胜,
I didn't see any victory won on the battlefield.
但是个事实发生了,
but something has happened.
他们真的投降了,
and they surrender.
一个命令, 他们交界,
one command from the boss says disarm.
武器仍旧在,
They still carry the weapons.
武器不能用了。
They cannot apply them.
所有日本兵放下武器了。
All the soldiers, Japanese soldiers had to let go of their weapons.
我真懂得交接这个字。
I thoroughly understand what it means by disarm.
哥罗西二章要把仇敌交接。
And here, Colossians chapter 2 says, Jesus disarmed their power.
仇敌的武器不能用了。
Therefore, their weapons are no longer usable against us.
今天省的儿女被仇敌欺负的人很多了。
But unfortunately, many children of God are attacked by Satan.
受仇敌攻击也很多。
And we're attacked by enemies quite often. 仇敌
会不会攻击我们？
Do enemies attack us?
会不会？
Did it happen? Yes.
问题我们要看见基督的人。
Therefore, we need to see the reality, the victory of Jesus Christ.
每一次仇敌攻击我们。
So every time when devil attacks us.
你攻击我是非法的。
You have to announce that this is illegal.
你不能用你的武器。
You are not allowed to use your weapons anymore.
你的君王输了。
Your ruler, your king has lost.
十字架打败仇敌了。
Because the cross of Jesus has defeated you.
保罗说把执政掌权的交接。
Therefore, Paul says they were disarmed.
今天早上你们看见这个，你们聚会来不冤枉了。
You know, just by understanding this fact, you have won the law by coming to this.
这个得胜影响到今天。
And this victory lasts till today.
进入我们每一个神儿女的生活。
And this victory shall be applied in our daily life.
在每一件我们的小事上，都看见基督得胜。
We need to see the victory of Jesus Christ on even small thing of life.
看见交界了。
Because knowing devil has been disarmed.
懂得交界得胜了吧？
Now you understand what it means by being disarmed.
保罗说，把他示众。
And Paul says they were being made as a public.Spectacle.
这个示众两个字啊，是中国皇帝时代用的。
And this is something that you know, Chinese, ancient Chinese emperor.
犹太人也一样。
Apply. Same way with the in the history of Jews. Or even European countries.
在这个皇帝时代。
And when an emperor rules.
把一个人杀头了。
Once a man is beheaded.
杀了头，把他头挂起来。
And you will show his head by hanging it high.
要众人都看见头在这里。
So everyone passed by can see that his head is up there.
这个人已经砍头了。
This man has been beheaded.
把他示众给众人看。
So that man has been made like a public spectacle.
他为了什么罪的砍头的？
And what did he do wrong to deserve being beheaded?
他确实被处死了。
And you see what he did and resulted in his death.
这个叫做示众，听说吗？
That is make somebody a public spectacle.
仇敌不仅交界。
Therefore, our enemy is not only being disarmed of power.
神把仇敌实现示众。
But God has made him a public spectacle.
要所有神的儿女都看见。
So that all the children of God can see that.
全人类都要知道。
The entire human race needs to know that.
处理的仇敌，把他致死于死地了。
That Jesus has defeated the devil and put him to death.
把他交接。
Disarm him of his power.
把他示众。
And made him a public spectacle.
大家明白这个圣经了吗？
So you understand this verse well now?
第四件事。
The fourth thing.
我们掌着十字架夸胜。
Now we can boast triumph through the cross.
我们做什么事？
So what do we do now?
我们跨十字架。
We boast the victory of the cross.
这跨字是很强的字。
And boast is a big word.
我喜欢把它翻作吹牛。
I like to say, boast.
你们知道吹牛吧？
Do you know what I mean?
什么牛都不要吹。
Don't exaggerate on anything else.
主耶稣得胜，我们这叫吹牛。
But the victory of Jesus Christ is something deserving exaggeration and boast.
跨十字架得胜。
We boast the cross.The victory of the cross.
明白这四件事了吧？
So do you understand the four things
standing here? 把律法钉在十字架上。
First, crucify the laws.
把他交界。
Disarm the power of the devil.
把他示众。
And show him as a public.
我们掌着十字架夸胜。
And boast the victory of the cross.
马太福音十二章。
And Matthew 12 says,
就是说仇敌像个壮士。
Says, you know, our enemy is like a strong man.
他真是个壮士。
He indeed is a strong man.
力量太大了。
Very powerful.
全人类都是他的俘虏。
And the entire human race was under his captivation.
所以他的家财，谁能抢夺壮士的家财啊？
So how can we rob the house of a strong man?
需要有一个比壮士更壮的人来。
It takes someone who's stronger than a strong man.
我们人没有一个人胜过仇敌的。
And no one's strong enough to overcome the enemy.
道成肉身，主耶稣来了。
Yet that word becomes flesh, Jesus Christ.
他是一个比壮士更壮的人。
He's the one who's stronger than a strong man.
我们靠着主的名要 捆绑壮士。
And in the name of Jesus, we can bind up
你要抢他的产业。
The strong man, we can take over his possessions.
头一件事要捆壮士。
Therefore, first thing we need to do is bind him up.
壮士不捆起来，你没法抢他的家产。
If you don't bind him up, how can you rob him of his house?
今天我们就是要捆壮士。
So what we need to do is to bind him up.
我们的侍奉就是要捆壮士。
You know, the purpose of all our services is to bind him up.
我们传福音就是要捆壮士。
Why we share gospel? We bind him up.
你不把壮士捆起来，你灵魂出不来
啊。You don't bind him up, you cannot set people free.
用祷告捆壮士。
Through prayer, we can bind him up.
用信心捆壮士。
Through faith, we can bind him up.
神的儿女都懂得捆壮士。
And children of God, we need to know how to bind a strong man.
我们两件是胜过仇敌。
There are two things we allow us to win.
第一件，主的宝血。
First is the blood of Jesus Christ.
宝血永远胜过仇敌。
Because the blood of Jesus always overcomes the enemy.
第二件是主的大名。
And then, second thing we can use is the name of Jesus.
主的大名永远胜过仇敌。
His name is above all names, can always overcome.
主宝血赐给我们。
Jesus has given us his blood.
主把大名赐给我们。
Also his name.
所以我们能捆壮士。
Therefore, now we are qualified to bind up the strong man.
用祷告来捆他。
Through prayer, we can bind him up.
用信心来捆他。
In faith, we can bind him up. Amen.
明白捆壮士了吧
？Understand how to bind up the strong man.
然后我抢他的家财。
And then we take over his possessions.
腓立比第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
说主的伟大的胜。
It talk about the great victory of Jesus Christ.
他不以与神同等为强夺的。
That he did not regard himself someone big because he was equal with God.
强夺这个字，原文的意思是抓住不放。
He doesn't consider himself something to be grasped.
我们有一点点虚空的名誉，我们就抓住不放。
You know, we might have some fame in this world, and then sometimes we cannot let it go.
我们有点地位就抓住不放。
The little position we have, we grasp hold on it.
我们有点什么好处，我们就抓住不放。
A little benefit here and there, we grasp hold on it.
主耶稣是神和神同等的。
But Jesus, he was equal with God.
主没有抓住这些事情不放。
He does not regard being equal with God something to be grasped.
主都放下了。
He laid everything down.
反倒虚己。
And he emptied himself.
原文叫倒空自己。
He emptied himself.
把他的荣耀倒空了。
He emptied his glory.
成为人的样子。
He became a man.
即成为人的样子，成为奴仆的样子。
He took the form of a slave.
主加倍的。有没有像主这样降卑的
？Have you seen any humility?
继承了奴仆样式
，He become a bondslave.
诚心卑微
，And he humbled himself.
怎么卑微法呢
？How humble he was.
卑微到死。
He humbled himself all the way to the point of death.
死，他取了一个最羞辱的死。
And even death, he allowed himself to go through the worst case of death.
切死在十字架上。
The death on the cross.
做主的降卑吧。
Do you know how humble he is now?
一路下来了。
All the way he humbled himself.
不以神同等为强夺的。
He does not regard being equal with God something to be grasped.
反倒屈己。
But he denied and emptied himself.
取了奴仆样式。
He took the form of a bond slave.
一成为奴仆样式。
Once he became a man.
就以至于死。
And he humbled himself to the point of death.
最羞辱的死。
And died in the most shameful way.
屈死在十字架上。
The death on the cross.
到了这里大的转弯了。
And now when Bible comes here, a big turning point.
神将他升为至高。
Therefore God exalted him.
赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that's above every name.
没有一个东西比主再高了。
There's no name higher than the name of the Lord Jesus.
没有一个力量比主的大名更有力量。
And there's no power greater than the power in the name of the Lord.
主的大名有什么力量呢
？So what's the power in the name of the Lord?
叫天上。
That everyone in heaven.
叫地上。
On earth.
叫地底下。
Under the earth.
无不因耶稣的名屈膝。
At the name of Jesus, they have to bow.
天上的所有的天使。
So all the angels in heaven.
天上许多尊贵的受造
of the honorable creatures,
像麦基洗德就在天上，不是天使，比天使更尊贵的。
Like Melchizedek, he is not angel, but he's more honorable.
这样的受造很多。
There are many honorable creatures in heaven.
天上一切的受造。
So all the creations in heaven.
地上。
And all the creation on earth.
万民万族。
That means all nations.
叫地底下。
And under the earth,
所有鬼魔
all the devils,
都因着耶稣里面屈膝
at the name of Jesus, everyone bows,
叫万膝跪拜，万口承认
and every tongue confess,
主耶稣得胜了。
That he has won.
把这个大名赐给我们。
Jesus has given us this great name.
超过万名之上的名。
The name that's above every name.
最后我们要启示录十二章。
And lastly, Revelation 12.
给我们一个得胜的秘诀。
And it tells us a secret of victory.
弟兄们胜过他。
Says the brothers overcame.
靠这三件事。
By three things.
第一个是羔羊宝血。
Brothers overcome devils by the blood of the Lamb.
我们碰到鬼魔啊，千万不要自己打鬼魔。
When you encounter devils, don't try to fight with your own ability.
有赶鬼经验的人呢
？If you have ever tried to cast out devils,
就知道我们头一件事我们在宝血底下。
And you all know the first thing you want to make sure is that you are under the coverage of the blood of Jesus.
人的力量和鬼魔力量没办法比啊。
Because the power of man is much lower than the power of devil.
在主的宝血下。
Therefore, under the cover of the blood of Jesus.
我们胜过仇敌。
We can overcome.
弟兄们胜。
Therefore, here it says, the brother overcomes.
第一，羔羊的宝血。
By the blood of the lamb.
第二，自己所见证的道。
Secondly, by the word of their testimony.
神的话。
That's the word.
神的话有力量。
God's word has power.
神的话是个被经要经历的话。
God's word is powerful, but we need to experience it.
圣经是被最主观的书。
And the Bible is a very subjective book.
圣经的话我们能经历的。
It's a book we can experience.
我们有经历没有经历差太多了。
You know, it's a great difference if we experience or we never experience.
神的话我们经历了。
If the word of God is something we have experienced,
这样话才能胜过仇敌。
Then that word is a weapon we can use to overcome enemies.
自己所见证的道。
Therefore, it says the word of their testimony.
第三件事。
The third thing.
虽至于死也不爱惜魂生命。
That they did not love their life as so much as to.
启示录讲殉道者。
They shrink from death.
我们中国这些年殉道者很多。
You know, there's a record about martyrs in the book of Revelation.
我们在美国没有殉道的机会。
In this country, you don't have many chance to be martyred.
殉道两种殉道。
There are two kinds of being martyred.
一种身体殉道。
One is your body is martyred.
这个需要机会。
Your physical body is martyred.
一个叫魂殉道。
And the other one is you martyr your soul life.
为主舍魂了。
To give up your soul life for the Lord.
主耶稣叫人跟随他，跟随我的人就当舍己。
When Jesus calls someone to follow him, he said, those who follow me, that needs to deny themselves.
把我们的魂生命放下了。
Set aside your soul life. Deny yourself.
天天都有这个机会。
And that is something that we all can experience every day.
每一件事都有选择。
You know, every day we have to make decisions on everything.
我是要维持我自己呢。
Do I want to protect myself?
维持自己失败了。
And if that's the case, a lot of times we'll.
还是舍得我的自己呢？
Or should I deny myself?
那就是放下魂生命。
To let go of my soul life.
我们就胜过仇敌。
Then that's how we can overcome.
主给我们三个得胜的秘诀。
So there's three secrets of victory here.
以羔羊的血。
First is by the blood of the Lamb.
第二，自己所见证的道。
By the word of our testimony.
第三，虽至于死也不爱惜魂生命。
By denying ourselves that we do not love our soul life.
这两千年教会的得胜。
And you know, over 2,000 years, church has overcome.
也是我们每一个神儿女的得胜。
And this is how the church has overcome, and this is also how you and I can overcome.
今天把这个得胜使者当个礼物送给你们。
And I want to give you as a gift the message about the cross of victory.
是主耶稣的礼物啊。
And this is not something I can give, but what Jesus has given.
十字架就完成得胜。
And His cross has completed the entire victory.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.